Hey, now to help us sort out some of the latest developments and issues surrounding stem cell research, we have a very controversial guest, Sammy the Stem Cell. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sammy the Stem Cell.
So how are you, Sammy? What have you been up to?
You know, the usual pottery painting classes with my girlfriend, yoga, reading to the blind.
Well, that sounds nice, Sammy. I'm impressed.
Man, what a stooge. I've been huffing glue. I'll tell you one thing. After a couple of good inhales on these fumes, you'll be thinking you're painting pottery. You know what I mean? The kale munching recovery hippie.
All right, all right. Let's just move on. Sammy, this week at UC Berkeley, the Student Society for Stem Cell Research held what they called a Nothing is Impossible candlelight vigil for stem cell research. What's your reaction?
Kids, glue is good for you.
Oh, boy.
It keeps your guts from falling apart. Glue's the bomb, yo!
Oh, man, you see, that's what I've been talking about. You're offensive and disgusting. Like that time you said you wanted to grow up to be Hitler.
Shut up! People love me! I'm sacred life!
Hardly, my friend. We just got this email from a listener in Alhambra, California, and I quote, "We still don't like Sammy. Are you listening? Pointing out that people don't like Sammy doesn't make for a good reason to bring him back. I don't want to hear him anymore. He wants to be Hitler. Can you not, please?" Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Sammy?
Seriously, Mark, It's all meant in good fun. I'm just trying to raise people's consciousness about stem cell research. If I've offended anybody, I apologize. You boot-headed sauce monkey.
Hey, wait a minute. That was real biggie to say. And what did you just call me a boot-headed sauce monkey?
Look, I don't write this crap, all right? You got a problem with me? Talk to my Jew writer.
Hello, everybody. I'm his Jew writer. Isn't that adorable? The little fellow wants to grow up to be Hitler. For as the Talmud did say, from little acorns, giant oaks did grow.
Now shut up, Ishtar.
Isn't that adorable? I told him to say that.
No, you didn't.
Now he's going to call me a filthy Jew, aren't you, little fella?
Oh, no, I'm... filthy Jew!
Oh, boy.
Hey! I'm being controlled by the Jewish media!
There you go, little fella. Now tell all the nice people out there to huff some airplane glue.
Now, how can you, a Jewish person, write this horribly anti-Semitic character?
Well, why don't I have my little friend Sammy give my explanation? Keeping in mind it will be liberally peppered with offensive remarks and expletives. Mm. Sammy?
Well, Mark, we're simply using this as a device. You know, when you have a small, seemingly harmless character contrasted with the most brutally offensive remarks you can find, this naturally creates a comic effect, while also making the point that the sacredness of life is a more complex issue than simplistic dogma can allow. You lantern jaw hook nose.
You see, it's all for a good cause. I made him say that.
Oh, you don't control me.
I control my own destiny. Shut up. No, I won't shut up. Stop it. This is driving me insane. Look at him. Such a shin upon him.
Stop pinching my cheeks. You can't touch me.
I'm sacred life. Tom DeLay says so. Hole.
Oh, man. This is getting too freaky. I gotta get out of here.
Get out of my way!
Oh, man. Maybe you should get out, too.
Oh, screw you, hoodlum, and the horse you rode in on. You are not so tough. You.
Get out! I hate you.
Very well, I am leaving. But remember, I have been familiar with your wife in an intimate manner. Face.
Hey! You!
See ya, pups. And have a blessed Yom Kippur.
Yeah, you too. Man.
You haven't eaten anything, have you?
Oh, yeah, right. Except for the donut.
You had some little munchkins in there.
Mark. Barry, when was the last time you fasted for Yom Kippur?
I'm fasting now.
Are you really?
Of course.
Did you go to temple yesterday?
No, I never go to temple. I just don't eat.
Oh, so is it a dietary thing, or you just use this as an occasion to maybe watch the calories?
I think it's a good idea to not eat for a day. It breaks a habit. It helps purge the body. It helps focus the mind.
Has nothing to do with your sins?
I really don't know what my sins are, Mark. I can't isolate them. Most of my sins are against myself.
Did you read the script?
Oh, I helped write it. This is one of the things I'm atoning for.
He's atoning for Sammy. What do you have to say for yourself, Earl?
I just think it's kind of an offensive thing to me mocking people with hunger when there's so much genuine hunger in the world.
Did I do something wrong?
I don't know. Something got switched around on us.
I just feel duped and played by this non-Jew here. On Yom Kippur. Uh-huh. What?
On the holiest day of the year, we have to run this sketch.
Yeah. That's funny. We're going to get something about that. Yes, now, are you and Riley okay? Because there was some concern on behalf of some listeners that there might have been some tension before, but I can see that.
Nothing but love.
He's got a painting of you when you're 12. How does that make you feel,
Well,
Jim?
I have more of a photograph in his underoos.
Hey, how do you like that?
Underoos.
Underoos.
That's a funny word.
Hilarious.
That's a leftover reference from the 80s.
Did you guys use that in one of your bits when you were a stage act? The underoos reference?
Yeah, we did, Mark. Yeah. You know, well, we were wiping the stage with your ass every night.
How can you do that? How can you do that when you're the opening act?
Because you were already drunk.
Touché, legs.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you're fired.
Fired? We never had a contract.
I can't do that anyways. You know, I don't even want to go into that. So when are you going to... What? I got nothing to say to you anymore.
What do you mean?
Wait, Dan?
I was just telling you that the segment's almost over. Maybe we should tease the guest who's coming up next.
Who?
Oh, that's right. We got a great guest. Chris Mooney is the author of The Republican War on Science, is going to join us in just a few minutes. And there's some stuff going on.
Yeah.
The national... I'll tell you in a minute.
Hey, get your hands off the book, Earl.
The City Bakery here, yes. 27 past. It's Aaron Radio's Morning Sedition.